minorities and indigenous people, we want to stress that Ukraine provides opportunities in public education to learn a variety of languages. In public education, we do have certain requirements regarding curriculum to ensure that all citizens are fluent in the state language, which is Ukrainian. Being fluent in the state language is a matter not only of society integration, but also of children's rights. When finishing a public school, each child in Ukraine should have a maximum of opportunities to enter any university in Ukraine and to pursue any career in Ukraine. For that, fluency in the state language is important. At the same time, we should note that private schools do not have any requirements as to the share of academic hours in the state language. Crimean Tatar language is under threat of surviving as a consequence of ruthless assimilation policies in the Soviet times. There is no other state than Ukraine which can support the Crimean Tatar language. Additional threats were created for the survival of this language after the Russian Federation occupied Crimea, where most of Crimean Tatars reside. Therefore, we take special steps in support the language of Crimean Tatars. Ukraine encourages the learning of EU languages. Our constitution declares our course to Euro integration. Therefore, additional opportunities are created for these languages. Finally, we want to stress several factors which our language policy takes into consideration. Supporting diversity and opportunities to learn languages, rights of child to have maximum of opportunities in our society after obtaining public education, consequence of assimilation policies in the Soviet times, and the need to ensure integration of society. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's try to connect again to the representative of the Central Election Commission, Vladislav Loginov. Please raise your hand. You have the floor, sir.